for unenlightened beings, after we pass away, in the Buddhist teaching, we say that we don't just disappear. We don't just disappear. Our craving and attachment compels us, triggers us. Again, I want to use that word. We are so desperate. We are so desperate, you know. You know why I say we are so desperate? Because if you think about it, if you are not very desperate, why would anyone take rebirth in the animal realm? If we are not desperate, we will only take rebirth only when we have a chance to be reborn as a human or in the heavenly realms. In the Buddhist teaching, it said that sometimes when we think about lower realms, we tend to think of it as being false. But in some texts, it describes that what is forcing us to take rebirth in those realms? It is our own habitual tendency. Our habitual tendencies that compels us, almost as though we have no choice. But actually, we have a choice. It's just that we are so used to this particular choice, to act in an unwholesome way, to think in a certain way. So it seems as though we have no choice. You know how sometimes you see people around you, and you find that, aiyah, why you react this way? You know that guy or that girl or whoever is always like that. Why? How many times you want to torture yourself? We are very wise, huh? At that point in time, we are like the Buddha. Except no halo, no. We are so wise to give advice. Why are you like that? Yeah? And the person, you think I want? The person say that to me, no. I can't take it. Cannot. Then, brah. For those who are not in this state, it seems like you have a choice for it. No, I have no choice. He said that. Do we really have a choice or no choice? Actually, we have choice. But through repeated habituation, mental habituation, in a way we can say that this is a form of cultivation, but it's the unwholesome cultivation. We are cultivating, every day we are cultivating a lot of bad habits. Yeah. Or maybe I don't call it bad habits, but we are cultivating habits that don't help us in our happiness. Certain way of thinking, certain way of mindset, the person say like this, I feel hurt. We're so used to feeling hurt when this happened or that happened. Yeah. We don't realize that, why do I have to feel hurt? Can I not feel hurt when that happens? Yeah. But because we're so used to it, you say that, right? We're so used to it. So it seems like we have no choice. But think about it. Like now, let's say, Zopi. I don't love you. Do you feel anything?
Say no. It's okay, say no.
Yeah. But you see, Sean, I don't love you. Okay, right?
Yeah, okay.
Now, if Cheryl said this to you, there's only one correct answer. Not okay.
Yeah.
Don't give Dharma answer at this point. Give Dharma answer tonight, you jala. No, this afternoon, you jala. So, you see, just because he hears something doesn't mean that he must respond this way or that way. But when we are so used to that, person A must say something to me, say certain things to me, and person B should not, we are used to it. And then we, in a way, lock ourselves into that kind of mindset. You know? And all this bit of habitual tendencies here, there, all this accumulate. To the point where when a person passes away, It seems like there's no choice. No choice. No choice because we feel like if we don't stay alive, wow, it's a big deal, you know. We feel like we must stay alive. Oh, you know, have to. So, about to die, have to be cockroach. Yeah, oh, go him, oh, cannot be human, okay, cockroach. I mean, I don't know how that happens now. Whereas for the Buddha and the Arhats, it's different. Even before, actually, even before they pass away, they are very clear about this. They are very clear about one thing. They see clearly that they don't hold on to, cling on to anything in this world. Have you ever eaten something so nice, you feel like you must try it again? Maybe it's laksa. Maybe it's char kway teow. Or maybe it's not food that is your poison. Maybe it's someone that you must see again. Die, die, must see again. If you don't see, you feel miserable. Let me ask you, have you all ever felt that way? Say yes. All of us. All of us. But let me ask you, when you're in the toilet, can you still shit? Do you bring that person to the toilet to shit? You don't want. Why not? When you bathe, okay, don't tell me about that. I mean, when you go to work, you bring your whole family there. You also don't want, correct or not? So it's not true that you die must see that person all the time. No one. There are so many times in our whole day, whole life that we are apart, but we condition ourselves. We keep telling us, I need the person, I must see this person, I have to have that food, I must go for a holiday, I don't go holiday, I will feel like, must die go back 20, 30 years ago, 40 years ago. Most Singaporeans don't go for so much holiday. Furthest they go, Malaysia, Genting, Cameron Highlands, Thailand. Well, Thailand, big deal. Why? Oh, 140, that's why I go Thailand. You know, nowadays, it's no longer about whether I go for a tour. Nowadays is, where am I going? How long Greenland again? I went before, I don't want to go away. Last time when we talk about Greenland or Iceland, we learned in geography, you know. Yeah, we learn about Iceland and Greenland from Discovery Channel. Yeah, from those British, what you call that, documentaries, you know. Yeah, when I was a kid, like, there's nobody who ever say, hey, next year shall we go Greenland? Or shall we go Iceland? Go and look at the Northern Lights. You know, but gradually, we feel like, have to leh. Everybody go Iceland. I never go Iceland before. Chokin, have you gone to Iceland? Never! True! You work so hard for what? Never go. Actually, it's okay. Yeah. Are you okay? Say yes. Yes! But because of all this conditioning, we get so used to it. A lot of our suffering comes from this. So even when they were alive, the Buddha, the enlightened Bodhisattvas, the Arahants, they know clearly already. They are not stuck in this cycle. You don't have that clinging on. Die, must stay alive. Die already. Oh, cannot be heavenly beings, cannot be human beings. Cockroach also can. No. But there's a twist to this. In the Mahayana teachings, we say that the enlightened ones, once they have gone to a very high level of enlightenment, they are indeed not stuck to this cycle, this endless cycle of birth and death. They don't have that inner yearning. I die, must stay alive, must be born here, I want to be born there, I want to do this or that. No more. No more craving and attachment. But yet, the twist is, because they can do this, then they can truly choose to be born here or there.